It would be an understatement to say that when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he wasn't exactly what the people were expecting, especially not what the Jews were expecting. And when he, in Matthew chapter 5, gave the Sermon on the Mount and spoke to the Jews, he taught as one having authority in the matters of which he spoke, as opposed to somebody who had just studied these things. He came, he said, to fulfill the law. And he began referencing in his sermon various points throughout the Old Testament, and then explaining to them more fully what was the intention behind that, as if he had been the one to write them himself. Starting there in verse 21, we see, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause will be in danger of the judgment." Verse 27, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery in his heart." Verse 31, "Furthermore, it has been said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery." Verse 33, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool." Verse 38, "You have heard that it was said of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." Verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you." He didn't just describe these things in their outward appearance. Instead, he made application to the heart. And as he came and fulfilled these things, we then see throughout the New Testament a change in covenants. In Hebrews chapter 8, we see that God prophesied this ever since the very beginning, that he would make a new covenant. And this new covenant, of course, is the New Testament. It would make the old covenant become obsolete. In Romans chapter 7, we see this describe the idea of a woman that is married and then her husband dies and she's free to marry another. The husband that died is the old covenant. And now we have the New Testament that we are free to go to, and that is Jesus Christ. And finally, in Galatians chapter 5, we read this. Galatians chapter 5. He says to them, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. I testify again to every man who is circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace." We cannot go back to the old law, but we have a freedom and a new liberty found in a devotion to Jesus Christ and the new covenant.